Hello and welcome to another episode of Think About It. I'm Jeff Sutton, Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations and Broadcasting here at Houston Christian University. And today I'm joined by senior corner infielder on the HCU softball team, Autumn Sidlick. Autumn, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. So, softball player, you've been here, this is your fifth year. So you're kind of the elder statesman on the team. I think you're the only senior. So tell me, how did you come to play softball at HCU and be a Husky?
So I came from a, I guess you could say, small town, not really small anymore, but I came from Oak Ridge in the Woodlands, and I was recruited by Natalie Duran and Coach Hall and Coach Will Height. And they gave me one of the best offers, and I could not refuse. And after seeing the campus, I really liked how small it was, and I liked how like to build a community was so much easier than going to like a bigger university. And so they really just had me able to build that community and friendships with my teammates, coaches, and all that. So I said yes to HBU 5 years ago, and I'm actually really glad that I did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Something I was going to ask about, you know, we're in a time in college athletics where student athletes are moving around, switching schools more than ever. So I was going to ask, you know, what is it about HCU that's kept you here, that's made you say, this is where I want to be and this is where I want to stay?
So a lot of athletes will say, oh, you know, like, the facilities and the corral of the fans and all that. What's really kept me here is, like I said before, the community and like the relationships that I've built. And also, it is a great place for me to grow in my education. I'm a fifth year here, so I've already gotten my undergraduate degree. That was an awesome time. I learned a lot, and I'm so glad that I was able to start a master's degree here in the mental health, the clinical mental health and psychology. And that that has really kept me going, is the such a good education that I'm getting. So
okay, that's great. We're going to shift back to softball. 2023 season is underway. You guys have played in a few tournaments, and that's kind of a unique thing about college softball is the number of tournaments that you play in early in the season, most teams. So some of those tournaments, you're playing 5 games in 3 days or 4 games in 2 days. How do you and your teammates prepare for those? And then as they're going on and you're getting, you know, worn down, how do you deal with that as a student athlete, as a softball player, getting through those tournaments early in the season?
So our practices are, I mean, they're very limited right now just because of the amount of tournaments and games that we are playing. You know, we have to get that off day or whatever. But whenever we do get to practice, I mean, we go hard. And we don't really get those, like, feel-good days. We get those come out here and we're ready to play days. So I think our practices are very well ran. I mean, they're live. They're situational. Everything is put together, and we're always learning, and that's a really cool part, as well as we're not just out there taking reps. Like, we are always getting better. So I really think that that helps us to prepare for that weekend. And we also have a few scouting reports on each team that we play, so we practice the way that those teams would play us. So if they're a small ball team, we practice small ball, and we do a lot of bunts and slaps and speed, and we have base runners, for just for an example. And vice versa, if they're big hitting teams, we practice, our pitchers go and do a full bullpen, and they practice hitting their spots more accurately. Now, as far as after those tournaments, when we're exhausted, tired, We like to take that off day and not only go to like the training room and get treatment and really help us physically, but we also like to take like a mental break, and we all come together as a team and we really talk about like the weekend, you know, what we saw as a team, what we saw from the coaching staff, and we're always trying to plan on how we can get better for that next weekend. And it really does help, because as we plan those next weekends out, it's almost like a refresher in a way. So yeah, I mean, we do take care of our bodies physically, but I also believe that the mental game is also something we have to look at.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, given what you're studying for your master's.
Yeah. Not to be biased, but yes.
No, that's great. So let's talk a little bit about this year's team. You know, you guys are coming off last season where y'all made a pretty good run in the conference tournament as a team, had a good finish to the season. You got some young players playing important roles this season. Mm-hmm. You're the only senior on the team. Kind of what is your role as the senior on the team? But then also, you know, what's the team like? How's the team as a unit? You know, it, not necessarily as a softball team, but, you know, how the off the field relationships play into that, and just as a group. Talk a little bit about this year's team.
So, unfortunately, last year I was out and I had an injury, and it was upsetting for me to not be out there and be with my team, because they did make it so far in the conference tournament, and I am so proud of them for that, because I mean, they came from nothing, and I mean, they just were amazing. There were a few bumps in the road last year with just teammates. The team chemistry was off. But I really think we've made a turnaround this year. We've had a little bit of just some negativity and some just a different mindset come and go throughout the program. And I think this year is probably one of the best tight-knit like team chemistry that we've had so far as a program. All of the girls are like, we're all so close. And with me being the oldest, I don't necessarily distance myself because they're younger, but I'm kind of like the grandma. I'm like the mom of the team. I like to see how everybody is like reacting towards each other. And I'm almost like kind of like the corral. I like to bring people back in if they're not having a very good day, or if you know, somebody's like struggling or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I mean, I've seen a total turnaround in just like the attitudes, the positivity, the productiveness. Everybody is just so much more happy to be out there. It's not like, oh, another day of being out there in practice, or, you know, this or that. Like, we are genuinely happy to be out there. And
Okay. No, that's great. So a couple more tournaments coming up, and then conference season starts. You know, what's the switch like from the early season non-conference tournaments to getting to settle into conference? Is it almost a relief to just have, you know, 3 games in 2 days by the time you get to that point of the season?
Yeah, these tournaments, I mean, they're rough. Like, it's also so cool though, because we get to play such awesome competition in the beginning and preseason that it almost extra prepares us for conference, because our conference is very good. Mm-hmm. And the teams that we play in conference are very challenging. And it's almost the preseason is to prepare us for those games. But yes, I mean, these 5 games in 3 days and the tournaments and then that 1 day off, and then we're back at it preparing for that next week. I think when it comes to conference play, it's almost like these weekends prepared us for that almost like endurance to play those 2 games on 1 day and then that one last game on the next day.
Sure. So for you personally, as you mentioned, you had injury last season that kept you out for a good portion of the season and the end of the season.
Yeah.
What were your goals? What goals did you set for yourself coming into this year?
Wow. Wow, that's a hard one. Because, I mean, it was a really, really rough time for me. Mm-hmm. I normally just kind of like kept the injury to the side. I just was like, I don't want to make that the primary of what people see me as. So I just kind of kept it off. Mm-hmm. But I set a really high goal for myself when I saw other people on the field just like thriving. And I'm like, I want to be part of that. I want to be back on the field so bad. So I set that goal in a sense where I wanted to work hard every single day and get better every single day, no matter what the case was, no matter if it was raining outside, if there was a tornado outside, I wanted to be getting better every single day. And I mean, that didn't just mean back in the field. I had to take care of business in the training room also with my PT and everything. Mm-hmm. And also, again, my bias is the mental part of it. Coming off an injury is extremely difficult, mm-hmm. Especially on the mental side. And I've had a lot of support, which was great in my corner. My teammates, my coaches, my family, fans, friends. But yeah, I really wanted to set the goal to just come out and be even better than I was prior to my injury. And that just meant working hard and harder than the healthy people on the field every single day.
So, you know, an athlete, injuries happen. Coming into this season, coming off of that with that motivation, how was playing that first game? How was, you know, going into that first game? Were there nerves? Was it, you know, what were you feeling?
Yeah, it was crazy because me and Mary Ellen really didn't sit down and have a talk about what this season kind of looked like for me coming off of this injury. And so I had really no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. I finished all of my protocols, and I was healthy. I was ready to go. And I mean, as you can imagine, I was so excited. And so I wasn't sure if I was going to be put back at third, given my injury was my arm, mm-hmm. Or if I was going to be in the lineup. I had no idea what to expect. Yeah. And so that first game, when I heard my name called to be put in the lineup, and just being able to play I was shaking. It was so exciting that to be back out there and like have all my hard work pay off. But yeah, no, I really, really was nervous. I mean, I've been playing this sport since I was 5 years old, and coming off of this injury and hearing my name called in the lineup, I mean, I can't even describe it. It was crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned the recruiting process was Coach Duran, Coach Hall, Coach Will Hyde.
Yeah.
I guess you got the people on the team, you knew, probably knew Coach Will Hyde the best. You spent the most time with him. Right. He was a wonderful man. He and Coach Hall are wonderful people. Talk about the coaching staff a little bit. You know, you talked about you're still learning every day in practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Coach Hall has been here a long time. She's seen a lot of softball. Mm-hmm. What does she bring to the team and the practices that keeps it fun, that keeps you guys learning?
So I'm actually very impressed with kind of the openness that the coaches have, and they have had this a lot recently. They're not just the ones being the coaches, but they're also learning from us as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure as people know, the game is always changing, and it has changed in the past 10 however long years. I respect the fact that Coach Hall, Coach Duran, and even a newer addition to the team, Coach Courtney, mm-hmm. She's played softball, like she played softball at Georgia, and I mean, she's super fast, stole a bunch of bases. And so she's brought a lot of new, like, techniques and new just thought process about the sport that we necessarily didn't have before she got here. And so that's also great because our coaches like Mary Ellen and Coach Nat are feeding off of that. And so it's really cool to watch our coaches learn as well as teaching. Mm-hmm. So I respect that in a sense that, you know, our coaches aren't just out there telling us what to do. They're being coaches and they're teaching, but they're also learning. So mm-hmm. I think that's really, really awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, talk to softball. Let's go back a little bit to, you know, academically, education. So what got you interested in the mental health field, and, you know, what you're studying now to get your master's on?
So I came in here as a biology major, and I was like, I'm going to be a doctor. And after going through that process, I was like, maybe, you know, it's not for me. And so I transitioned over into kinesiology, absolutely loved that, and I graduated with my undergrad in kinesiology. And then I really think it was seeing a lot of my teammates go through injuries and wanting to be that help. And a lot of people be like, oh, well, why didn't you just want to go into PT? Because I saw what it did to, like, their mental state. And I saw how it just demolished their attitudes, their just demeanor in general. And I noticed that a lot of universities, schools don't necessarily have those resources as mental health professionals to go to, like athletes for them to go to. Mm-hmm. And so that really got me thinking, I mean, I would love to go into that. I would love to be that person that people can go to when they need that extra pick-me-up, when they need that extra help. And I researched it, and there are opportunities out there for to be a clinical mental health psychologist, to be sports psychologist, sports counselors, sports performance counselors, I mean, the whole nine yards. And I told myself, I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to be that person that people can confide in and just love in general. So that's really what got me started in the clinical mental health pathway was I want to help people, but I want to help them up here, not mm-hmm. necessarily like with their injury.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. So obviously studying softball, what, you know, in your free time, what amount of free time you have,
right.
you know, what do you like doing? What occupies your time? What do you do?
I am a big people person. I love to be around people. I love to talk to people. So when I do get free time, obviously school is the priority. You know, I got to get work done, especially being in a master's program. I mean, work all day long. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't want that to always occupy my full time. I like to set up, not necessarily meetings, but I like to talk with my teammates and just like kind of reflect on weekends, on life. Just anything that they would like to talk about. I mean, go get coffee, just walk around campus, beautiful campus. And just, I really like to create those relationships, even if it's like somebody that I don't necessarily know, I'll go sit with them and I'm just like, hey, you know, not trying to be weird, but yeah. would you like to talk to me, or is there anything, you know, going on that, you know, you need to talk about? And that's normally how I make the most connection, the most friends, is seeing somebody sitting alone, you know, they look like they're having a rough day, and just kind of opening them up to a new environment. Mm-hmm. So, but I do love to just go out, be outside, talk to people, be around people, and just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I think that's all I've got. Thank you for sitting down and talking to me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And good luck the rest of the season, this weekend in Louisiana and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this has been Think About It, Jeff Sutton with Autumn Sidlick. Please be sure to check out hcuhuskies.com for all the information on the softball team, Autumn, her teammates, and all the rest of the HCU sports. You can follow us on social media at HCU Athletics on Twitter, at HCU Huskies on Instagram. That's it. Have a good day.